You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai koe, ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show and we're talking to filmmaker Ruby Harris. Kia ora Ruby, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good, how are you?
Good, it's lovely to chat to you. We're talking about your awesome new short film Pet Day, which comes out next week. And I'm very excited to hear about this because I've been following what you've been getting up to online for a while and it looks like it's been a real labour of love, this project. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Pet Day?
Yeah, so I started writing Pet Day last January. I wanted to tell a film about how parents' experiences can affect kids, whether we're aware of it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I wanted to tell it with horses and kids, the two best things to work with.
Horses and kids, those are the things that they say you should never work with in film. What was drawing you towards those particular, spaces for storytelling?
I think it keeps it fun and it keeps it honest.
Honest in what ways? Are these things that you know or that you feel like those are mediums that are more honest to talk through?
Yeah, both, I guess. As a young filmmaker, I feel like I want to write things based on my own experiences. And obviously I haven't lived through a lot yet, so that feels right. And also, yeah, it keeps films grounded.
Totally. There is a wonderful cast that you've pulled together, and it does sort of revolve around two young girls. Tell us a little bit about, without, you know, obviously spoiling your wonderful story, but tell us a little bit about what is the premise of Pet Day?
So Pet Day touches on the themes of growing up in a rural town, friendship, parenthood, male vulnerability, and, yeah, riding horses.
And what is Pet Day? For kids who grew up in a city, what is Pet Day?
So Pet Day is, I grew up in a town of 300 outside of Dunedin. And at my school there were 36 kids, so everybody would bring their pets, I think, once a term or once a year.
Nice.
And you'd show off your pet.
I grew up in Christchurch, which is still a city, but we did have Pet Day and someone brought a lamb in once and that was extremely exciting. But bringing your horses into Pet Day is a whole nother level, I have to say. Did you grow up around horses, Ruby?
Such a treat. Yes, I did, but yeah, I never got to bring one to Pet Day.
So those are some big topics that you're covering in a short film. How do you find the format of short filmmaking? Because it can be a little bit overlooked, I think, when we think about more broadly the canon of filmmaking. But it's such a potent medium. What draws you towards that as a way to tell stories?
It's a good way to, I guess, develop your style and, yeah, practice the craft. And I wouldn't say that, like, I don't feel like I can complete a whole story in a short film. It's more like a moment in time.
I quite like that about short films because you sort of get started on an idea and you don't necessarily always have a resolution. And I think that can linger with a person longer than a film that's got a nice tidy ending to it. What are some movies or directors that you find quite inspiring when you're thinking about making?
It depends on the film. I think my current favourite film is Queen and Slim, but depending on the film, I guess I'll seek inspiration on the themes that I want to touch on.
Do you have specific visual references that you go back to, or do you kind of know when you're thinking about a story already how you want it to look?
Yeah, a bit of both. I guess when I'm planning a film, I start with a few visual images and then from there work a story into it.
And tell us a little bit about the team that you've been working with on Pet Day, because it seems like you've had a really nice community built around this project.
Oh yeah, we had a real special team. Some people from my parents flopped to the catering.
Nice shout out.
Some amazing talent from Auckland travel up. We had cast from up in the Hokianga. Some of the cast's whānau were involved in filming. Yeah, we had a lot of support from a lot of different areas. It was pretty special. Pretty special team. I couldn't have done it without them.
So were you filming up in the Hokianga? Is that where you based this?
Yeah, we were. That's where our cast were from and where their horses lived.
it's a good place to do it. Go to the horses. You can't really do it any other way, I guess. Yeah.
And it's so beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Did you find the classic challenges of working with kids and working with animals ring true for you? Or was it something that you found was actually surprisingly easy? How was that experience?
There were easy parts and there were very challenging parts. But on the whole, would definitely do it again.
There is something so specifically majestic about horses. Like, I think whether you like animals or not, they're kind of something amazing about them. They're quite a fearful animal for some people, and they're also, they've got so much power to them. It must be quite special to be working with them in a film space. It gives you a lot of scope as a filmmaker. Did you find that once you'd started working on this project, things were changing depending on what you were seeing from your actors and from your animals as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I began writing the script in January. I met the cast in July last year, and then I went up almost every month since then to hang out with the cast and their horses and kind of develop the script just to make sure that they were happy to be a part of it and that, yeah, we got along.
It's the best thing, eh? To be able to say you had a good time making something. I think that's what everyone should hope for out of art practices. Ruby,
totally.
This is part of Someday Stories, which is, there's a lot of great short films and short documentaries up online that people can go and check out. Yours is launching next week. How do people access it?
It is. So it'll be up on Wednesday the 22nd on the Someday Stories Facebook page. And yeah, be sure to check out the other films. It's part of a series of 6 short films and they're all pretty special.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Ruby Harris, about your wonderful film Pet Day, which is, as you say, coming out next week on the 22nd. Certainly something we can all sit on the couch and get comfy for in lockdown and have a nice viewing of, I reckon.
Totally. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. We'll see you soon, Ruby. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.